The shooting attacks have left many Washington-area residents uneasy and unsure. Commentator Bruce Horowitz says it's an especially trying time for parents.
The school bus. It's our favorite moment of the day. As a family, we literally skip down the hill to the bus every morning. My wife, Evelyn, my daughters, Rachel, who is 5, and Rebecca, who's 1, and of course, our dog, Paros. All of us linked as a family, by hand or by leash. But this morning, when we reached the bottom of the hill and exchanged goodbye hugs and kisses, we noticed the school bus wasn't alone. There, almost kissing the bumper, was a police car. We live in the suburban Washington, D.C. area. Never mind that the sniper hasn't even shown up in our tiny town. Every school bus in the city is being tailed to and from school by a police car. Here's what bothers me most. When I first saw the police car, I felt a pang of relief. Is this what we've come to? Of course, Rachel doesn't know about the sniper or the white van or the tarot card of death. Thank God she hasn't asked. She doesn't know that her mommy and daddy had to inform the school this week if we wanted her locked inside at recess or let out to play. She doesn't know her country is on the verge of invading Iraq. Nor did we tell her much about 9/11, other than that some airplanes fell out of the sky and hurt some people. 5-year-olds don't need to know about this stuff. They need to know about fairies and Dr. Seuss and how to keep ice cream sandwiches from melting so fast. But it's getting harder to keep this spooky stuff secret. At the bus stop, all us mothers and fathers quietly nod in a chilling understanding that we've heard about the latest murder. That's number 7, right? Or was it number 8? Or 9? But we nervously wait to discuss the latest morbid news until the bus roars off, the police car tailing behind it. Is this any way to start the school day? Then there's all the calls and emails from family and friends. Even my wife's folks who live overseas are well aware of this random American killer. Everyone asks us the same thing. How are we keeping our parental cool? Well, here's the answer. With love. I'm sneaking in an extra kiss or two before Rachel hops on the school bus. I'm leaving work a tad earlier each evening to make sure I have extra time with both daughters before bed. I'm reading Rachel a few extra pages from Alice in Wonderland at bedtime just to give us a bit more time together before she trails off into her perfect sleep. We cannot be victims, you see, if each of us choose to focus on those we love and ignore the criminal.
Bruce Horowitz is a writer at USA Today.